Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, I want to go to the phones this morning because we want to go to Paris, because you might remember we chatted to New York-based Irish fashion designer Laura Weber, and her amazing brand is called LW Pearl, and she's the official outfitter of Team Ireland's formal wear, which you're going to see tonight at the opening ceremony. We spoke to her in April. She's back on the line live from Paris. Good morning, Laura Weber.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? I'm so jealous that you're over there in the middle of it all. When did you arrive to Paris?
I arrived in from New York on Wednesday, red eye through the night, and arrived into the city. And my God, to say the city is electric is an understatement.
Go away.
It is absolutely phenomenal.
You're seeing A-list stars left, right and centre, aren't you? You've met some very, very dignity, people of enormous dignified stances in the world.
Yes, it's definitely been quite a couple of hours, 48 hours. It's just been absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, Vogue had their night here by the Eiffel Tower last night. I was in the Olympic Village with all the athletes yesterday, hanging out and getting a tour. It's just been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's all happening at light speed, and I wish I could press a slow down button or a pause button, but here we are.
And you've dressed 133 Irish Olympians for the event tonight, so you've been very busy. But just before, who have you seen around the place? Are they wandering around?
Everybody is out. Yesterday was a great buzz in the lead up. There's so many people out and about in the village. It was really like a red carpet yesterday walking around. It was just unbelievable.
Simone Biles, have you?
Yes, we got to spot her in the village yesterday. Unbelievable.
And Nadal. Rafa Nadal.
Yes, and Nadal. He's
be playing on Roland Garros, familiar turf for him. Who else have you met?
We had the Taoiseach yesterday.
He's everywhere all the time. Yeah. Very important.
And all the athletes here in the village. I mean, these athletes, I just can't stress enough how phenomenal our athletes are. I hope everybody is looking them up and following along, because just like you were speaking about, the dedication these athletes have to the Olympics is, it's unmatched. I mean, the determination and the sacrifice they have is just their stories. I mean, you could write a series with their stories. And they're just all so phenomenal. I just hope that everyone is following along.
Yeah, no, we absolutely are. We cannot wait for it. You've also been working very hard for the last 4 years. Remind us of the work you've done and what we're going to see in terms of outfits tonight at the opening ceremony.
Tonight will be opening ceremony. It is going to be 25 athletes on the boat sailing down the Seine, but in total we have 133 athletes, which is our biggest team ever. And they are going to be wearing a white suit, but a much more relaxed fabric, not a traditional suit fabric. Knit shirts and custom shoes.
And it's a different one. You've got a different thing for the closing ceremony.
We do, yes. Different entries for the closing ceremony. A much more relaxed bomber, kind of 90s style vintage jacket that they can be a little bit more playful in. The games are over. It's time to enjoy and celebrate. Tonight is really about the monumental moment for Ireland. I mean, we've competed 100 years in the Olympics. We were in 1924 in Paris, and here we are again in 2024. So a huge, huge moment for Ireland. And these athletes are just literally the best of what we have. And these Irish athletes are just phenomenal and will do us proud for sure.
World best defending gold medals in some cases. And I believe Sonia O'Sullivan's outfit that she wore in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, that's an inspiration. Is it for the closing ceremony jacket?
Yes, exactly. She was a huge inspiration. She actually came to my school when I was a young kid, and she ran through our playground and, you know, high-fived all the kids, and we never wanted to wash our hands again. So she has always been a household name. She was the one that, you know, made me sign up for athletics when I was a young kid. So huge inspiration. She's been on my inspiration board for many years. And then she inspired the closing ceremony jacket.
So it's a really retro cool, isn't it?
Yes, it went down like a house on fire. The athletes were just so over the moon with it. Everyone felt it was so fun and so relaxed, and they get to do Champions Walk in 3 weeks. So it was a really cool closing ceremony jacket that they felt that they could represent in.
Now, you've done a really clever thing, which you told us about in April, but it's worth saying it now because we're now up there. The strapping that you've put around this green jacket, which is the kind of baggy style 80s, 90s tracksuit from the kind of warm down outfit that we would have seen Sonia on the podium with. Tell us about what happens if they win a medal. It's incorporated,
so,
isn't it?
The strapping frames their heads. So there's 2 points on the front of the jacket and 2 points on the back of the jacket. And when they wear a medal down the center of the jacket, it creates a fifth point forming a star. And from bird's eye view, it's a star around their heads.
Such a good idea. Really cool. The other thing we love, Laura, are the county crests that you've incorporated in them.
This was a huge, huge, huge hit. A huge conversation, obviously, through the years of really, you know, deciding to go with this and making sure that everyone felt comfortable with this. But the idea behind it was that everybody got to choose what county they wanted to put on their jacket.
Oh, right.
And it was very important that, you know, they've been supported by families, villages, communities, and their county for all these years to get to this moment in their life and in their career. And it was really about paying tribute to those people. And, you know, we all have such Irish pride. We all have such country pride, but it was just to really pay homage to all those families and villages that have supported them through their, you know, childhoods and the years of training and showed up for them every time. And every athlete got to choose what county they wanted. And I interpreted the artwork. We chose a much more subdued kind of pastel palette for all the patches. And
embroidered tweed patches, aren't they? Yeah, they're gorgeous looking things.
Embroidered onto the sleeves of everyone. And also, it was such a nice moment when everyone is going to get ready tonight. You know, a lot of the athletes may not have met before. They may not have, you know, got to hang out before, but tonight will be the moment, and they all get to compare their artworks on their sleeves. And it'll be
a
really nice bonding moment for everyone too.
Now, I read somewhere there's only 31 counties patches. What happened?
You know what? Next LA Games, there'll be 32. It's definitely
Leitrim was left out. Is it Leitrim that's missing?
Leitrim is
missing. There was no athlete picking Leitrim. And they're so gorgeous, though, these patches. And you're using those original old county crests that people will know. We would buy them if they were available, but they're obviously handmade and dedicated to the Olympics.
They actually, it's very, very, very sought after product. So we will be working on it as soon as we get through tonight. Watch this space. Keep following us on LW Pearl Brand on Instagram, and we will be posting. But what people can buy is we have some really fun Olympic inspired merchandise in Arnott's available. It's
very
on the floor in Arnott's, and that's really fun merch that all the fans and families can follow along with.
That's a really cool idea. Laura Weber, best of luck. This is 4 years of your work as well coming to fruition tonight. And of course, you have the closing ceremony. But enjoy yourself in Paris.
Thank you so much. Lovely to speak with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much for chatting to us. That's Laura Weber there. LW Pearl is her brand as well. And by the way, the opening ceremony is live on RT2. The build-up from 6 p.m. and the ceremony itself begins 7 p.m. Irish time. People are as pumped for the opening ceremony as they are nearly for the actual Olympic Games themselves. Fantastic. Okay, thank you, Laura Weber.